Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
After snorkeling, take a little hot shower. Daddy wants some pussy.
Hey, this is the first solo episode in a while. Not solo because we're here.
Yeah, we're here.
There's not a hot woman on the show right now.
I'm pretty hot. Do you think you'd be hot as a girl? Actually, I do know because we do a picture of you, or you posted a picture of you as a woman.
I think you would kind of look like Sophia. Sophia with an F. Sophia Franklin.
I understand completely.
Yeah.
Yes. She could be my sister.
Who would I look like? Gina Michaels? All right. Where's the porn podcast? Dude, the amount of porn stars that like DM'd us is like, I was like, guys, what do we do?
Yeah.
I got nervous.
They're like, hey, we have some interesting.
How do you explain to your girlfriend? You're like, oh, these porn stars are just DMing you because they want to be on your podcast. They want to fuck, Trevor. And you're like, I assure you, they do not want to fuck.
I 100% don't.
They want to fucking talk. Okay. That's what they want to do. They want to come on our podcast and hang out.
Which is fun. You know, what's interesting is like, I feel like everyone thinks that like, oh, porn stars, they want to be. No, they don't. There's no.
100%.
We sit in the room with them and there's zero sexual chemistry.
Yeah.
None.
But isn't that funny? In our dumb brains,
yes.
There's like 4% when you're like, oh God, I don't know how to. When she asks, like, whoa, do you have a girlfriend? Yeah. How am I going to?
Yeah. Hey, sit down. You're too wet. No.
She didn't.
Zero wetness.
She didn't even look me in the eyes.
She doesn't even know my name. Realistically, call any of them right now. No one knows my name.
They're like, you mean that second producer on the show?
That second moose is awfully chatty. I thought he just worries about sound.
No, don't worry. Guys, that was we just hit a fucking Mario Kart star of just guests. One thing led to another, and then there was just a bunch of timing and scheduling, and we kind of just, you know, we needed to just get some guests on, you know? But the podcast is doing great right now, so I'm happy with it.
I'm so happy.
And let us know some more guests you want in the future, but now it's just me and Mike just talking, dude. I also got to say this. I went to a bar on Saturday.
Uh-oh.
West Side. Good times. And this. We got there at like 5 p.m. There's like an event from like 1 to 6. So this is towards the event. Everyone's hammered.
Yeah.
I'm there with my buddy, Paul, who you've met a bunch of times.
I love Paul.
He's great. This guy comes up to me and Paul, and he goes, dude, Trevor and Michael, you guys are here? He legit, no, like dead ass thought you, and then he took a photo with me and my buddy.
No.
100%. Like, I was waiting for him to like throw on his story and be like, can't believe I'm at the floor general. No, but that's, because at first I thought he was just like drunk and being like, oh, Trevor and Michael, just like, that's what comes to mind. But he looked at my buddy and was like, dude, the foot fetish thing.
No.
I was like, how you know the foot fetish, but not what Michael 100% looks like? And we can maybe pull up a photo of him. They don't like look anything alike, really, other than the fact that like curly-ish hair, dark hair.
Yeah.
But he's like, he's not out of shape, but he's a bigger dude. And then you're just kind of like, ha.
Yeah, I will say though, in a darkness, if it was dark, I'm not sure. And
broad daylight.
Hilarious. Well, now
broad fucking
daylight. Now I'm just striking
outside.
Up.
Broad daylight, golden hour, might I add.
Whoa.
Does Paul sound like Michael? Because what if he's just listening to
Paul? But Paul has dark. Paul has dark features. Like
he has like curly-ish hair.
Mm-hmm.
But he does have dark features. Not like he's like blonde.
But like, if you know to the depth
Correct.
Of the foot fetish. If he came up and he's like, hey, sticky socks, you're like, all right. But
which happens.
A lot. Nobody gets it. It's like in the same vein. They're like, gooey cum rag? And you're like, that's our Patreon, actually. But it was, I thought he was fucking around. But when he was like, dude, when he went up to my buddy and like full 100% eye to eye, I was like, the foot fetish thing. I was like,
That is so funny.
It's a beautiful moment.
Did Paul try to like.
He went with it.
It's great.
He went with
I'm so happy he did.
It was funny.
So funny, and he took a picture, and the guy probably posted it.
Yeah,
Trev and Mike.
Dude, I don't know. It just gave me a good giggle. That's all. How was your Valentine's Day?
It was good, man. It was good.
Was it?
It was good. No, I'm just kidding. No, I just, there's no pressure like holiday pressure.
Yeah.
And you just.
It comes out of nowhere. It's the same day every year. And every year we're like, oh, that's tomorrow.
Oh, dude. And then I pick my head up and I go, I don't have anything. I don't have it. Like, it was like 3 days before and I was like, oh God. And then here's what my girl and I keep doing. And I don't know how to, huh?
What? I said anal.
We have never done anal.
What?
I don't know, dude.
What?
Y'all
have licked her toes like there's hot Cheeto dust on them, but you have never.
Now that is a good idea. That's a good idea.
Valentine's Day. What have you guys never done besides anal?
Hold on real quick. Now my brain's going crazy. She should pick up Cool Ranch Doritos, like a whole bag of them, and just put them in a like a bowl
Tupperware?
Or something. Yeah. Something.
Yeah.
And then like, I'll. Then
is that where you're going with?
Oh my God.
What about, you know how they, after a pedicure, they put the little cotton swabs in between the toes?
Yeah.
A Dorito in each toe.
Do a different one? I would do. Do you know the turtle shell stuff you used to put on ice cream that would get hard?
Yeah.
Like
the chocolate shell?
Yeah. Those are great.
I forgot that even existed. Oh, that's nice.
Those were great. I don't know. Do they still have that? Dude, when the first fucking, my next door neighbor, his mom showed me that stuff. It was a turtle shell. I was like, oh, y'all. Wealthy. Y'all got it like that. And I was like, Mom, how do we get this?
They did it for caramel too, right?
I believe so.
Yeah,
something like that. But dude, that stuff is great. I want some right now. Turtle shell?
Is it really called turtle?
That shit had blue chew in it. Gabe, plug it. But that stuff, it was turtle something. Can you look it up?
Yeah.
Turtle something.
Dude, it worked quick. And it had like, it's almost like chalky chocolate flavor, like taste to it. Stuff was great though.
I can imagine it. Oh, yes,
dude. This kind of stuff, right? I think it's called Magic Shell.
Was it by Smuckers?
Smuckers. $2.89.
Imagine walking into the room and be like, guys, we're named Smuckers.
Imagine meeting a girl.
Wasn't there a turtle on it, or was it just called Magic Shell?
I don't think there's a turtle on it.
Did I have a childhood?
I don't know. Where'd you grow up? This is not real, right? I don't believe anything anymore.
Oh, Reese's. Reese's did one.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
Reese's Shell.
Maybe that was the one. Anyways, what do you want your girl to do? Yeah, but dude, this stuff was great.
But you guys yelled at me. You guys have you guys had the peanut butter, Reese's peanut butter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like at a jar?
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's phenomenal.
Fuck.
Anything peanut butter I'm in. Peanut butter's great. But peanuts in general, dumb.
Whoa.
Like on a plane, like, oh, here's peanuts. Shut up.
Well, that's crazy. Honestly, you know the people that, you know why they can't pass off peanuts anymore? Because people have a fucking peanut allergy?
Yeah.
It's like, buddy, killers. Like, it's over. Like, Darwin, let's just go with that.
Do you think they'll ever have a kind of, we'll go back in time to go forward in time, like a smoking section on the plane, but a peanut section on the plane?
I hope so. Because
really
I love
cool.
a good peanut.
Really? How do you feel like about peanut M&Ms?
Fire.
Really? I like the peanut butter M&Ms. M&Ms, the peanut takes up too much. Bag is all of 14 in there.
I'm a big, big, big peanut M&M guy over the peanut butter M&M. It's not even close.
All right.
I like the crunch.
The crunch is fine, but you still get that with the peanut butter ones because the outside is...
Yeah, peanut butter. But that peanut butter in there is not real. Just like Reese's peanut butter in there is not real.
Could you imagine if you walked in on like somebody making peanut butter and jelly with that peanut butter? They're like de-shelling the M&Ms and then they're just scraping the peanut butter on toast?
I mean, yeah, that guy's using it to write a manifesto. This guy's insane.
Oh, yeah.
What is a manifesto? Is it just a thing that like, I'm going to kill everyone? Or is it like a fancy suicide
letter? An Italian manifest?
Letter?
What?
I think...
What'd you say?
I think what a manifesto actually is it's like, I'm going to kill everyone, but here's also a bunch of political thoughts too. It's like, and it has to be really long and not make a lot of sense.
Manifesto.
Yeah. Cause it manifesto, like,
is that in manifest related? Like, I'm going to manifest this. How do you feel about when people go manifest it?
I feel like you're not, you don't have any talent.
I don't know.
No, dude. Have you ever made a vision board?
I've written shit.
Me too.
On a whiteboard.
If your
vision board seems a little interesting because it has to be in a magazine, right? You have to cut it out.
If you're good at art, you can draw it. But yeah, it's if you find yourself cutting things out of magazines, I don't know.
You think anybody's ever put on a vision board bigger cock?
Yes. Oh my God, yes. Dude, I all but put that on my vision board when I was a kid.
I put that on my wish list growing up.
I put it on my
what do you want for Christmas? Trevor, you're Jewish. Bigger cock. what were you saying you and your girl been doing? Valentine's Day?
Oh, it's just a lot of pressure, man. It's
right.
just like, and
then you're
and
like, but me and my girl have never done this.
What's, anal.
Right before that, I interrupted with the anal.
Have you done anal?
Yes.
Whoa. With the girl, I mean.
Myself.
You fucked yourself in the ass?
Yeah.
Would you do that if you could? I'd try it.
I think so, right?
You'd have to try it. Well, yeah, I gotta get pegged one time in my life. Okay. Just once. I'm not saying I'm gonna indulge myself in it.
Yeah.
But it's like...
Would you do it with like a BDSM stranger or with the lady? You can't do it with your girlfriend because then...
Yeah, but if you do it with someone else, is that... Well, here's the thing.
She'll like hold it up as like a threat. She's like, Michael, go get the Postmates. You're like, I don't want it. And she holds it up. She's like, Michael? She's holding up the peg.
Run down. Also, hey, Postmates, Grubhub, and all those other places, bring it to my effing door. I have to go to the street every time.
But do you put on the app, go to my door?
They never do. I do. I say, go to my door.
Yeah.
And where my door is not, it's not.
It's in a crevice.
It's a little cave.
A little cave.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. If you were a Postmates driver, would you bring it to the door?
No. I'd leave it on the street. I would and
find
drive
a
away.
Local birdhouse and then Batista bomb that bitch in there. How do you feel about free libraries in neighborhoods? Have you seen those? Those little treehouse books.
I think they're really nice.
Free library.
I think they're covered in COVID, but I think they're free. I think they're nice. I mean, you hate them?
I don't hate them. I don't know. That's how you know you're in a wealthy neighborhood, though.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I can just walk down the street and get some J.K. Rowling. Has J.K. Rowling wrote anything but Harry Potter?
Yeah, she wrote an adult version of Harry Potter where Harry Potter like had a big cock or something. That's not that at all. But she wrote like an adult version of
anything unrelated. Like, was that her first fucking, did she pop off on like the one track?
I think that was her opening mixtape. Really? Like Harry Potter out the gate.
That is weird. Like, she can't write anything else without people being like, Harry Potter.
Well, she wrote something Majestic Beasts, whatever that thing's called.
Which is still basically Harry Potter, right? It's like the same wizard stuff.
Yeah.
Anyways, Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
what's
this bitch
happening?
Loves wizards.
I mean.
You know what I mean? Just wizards. Warlocks, wizards. She can't write anything about NASCAR. Like, nothing like, you know? Nothing.
A book about NASCAR.
I would. Dude, that's great.
I'd read it.
I would love to drive. I mean, obviously, I would love to drive one of those NASCARs. Have you ever, like, done, like, getting a Porsche and driving on the track?
Nah.
God, I want to do that so bad. No, I went snorkeling.
When? Where? How?
At Catalina Island.
What?
That's where I was going with the anal. Remember, I was like, you know, we keep doing.
You went
and you
snorkeling
go,
that ass.
Yeah. Oh, the snorkel. Shove a snorkel in there.
I smoked weed out of a snorkel once in college. That's exactly how it went.
This is what this podcast is missing. Just this. This is great.
Chaos.
Get it. Okay. What did you do out of a snorkel for real?
Smoked weed. So
how do you do that?
So the tube part that goes in your mouth, you just put a joint up top. And then you like kind of hold, you like cup suction it with your finger. Kind of like you're making a little loose b-hole. You put it on top and then you just, and then you have to exhale. Like you take that hose out of your mouth. It really isn't that cool, but you look tight doing it.
Kind of like a gas mask.
A little bit, but the gas mask is like entraps your face. Your eyes are just separate. They're like, what are we even in this?
I think if you ever use a gas mask more than twice in your life to smoke weed, you work at Rite Aid. There's no way you're like, I'm a CEO of something. Like, it looks wackadoo.
It's nuts. I think a lot of movies love it, but like in reality, it's like everyone has like a bong. Gas masks are just too much.
Bongs in general, too much.
Also, so much acne probably after that. Your face is just covered in the weed. Snorkeling.
This is what my girl and I keep doing. We keep celebrating.
What? Yep.
We keep celebrating things by going to like having an experience, but we have the experience prior to the actual date. And then when the date comes up, I'm in shambles because I'm like, we did the thing to celebrate the thing, but now the day comes and I'm like, well, fuck.
So
do I just like, go ahead.
Can I get in here?
Oh, please. I'm sputtering out right now.
What if?
All right.
You plan the thing on the actual date.
That's good. You should work for Orbitz.
Dirty mouth, clean it up.
No, Orbitz.com. We're the logistical things. Also, you can't have the same name.
Kayak.com.
Why is it kayak?
Goddamn.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Goddamn. Also, you know what I really hate?
Expedia.
I hate when 53-year-old people say young people words. It drives me insane.
What do you mean?
On the booking.com commercial where what's that hot, super hot guy? The new Trevor 007? Walls. Yes, but also the new 007 guy?
James Bond.
Idris Elba.
Thank you, Idris Elba. He's on a new booking.com commercial and he's like, man, booking.com lit? I don't know. You're 58. I don't like it. I don't like
commercials in general. Every Whoa. Super Bowl commercial is a guy who is really big in a movie yep. 20 years ago,
yep.
and now he's selling Campbell's soup. And they're like, "Whoa, you're that guy!" And he's like, "I sure am that guy." And they're like, "What? Do the thing you did in the movie 20 years ago, but now make it work, but sell yo-yos."
Yeah, I mean, dude, Ace Ventura, Jesus, Jim Carrey did right. Cable Guy for a cable. How do you get him to do that? I mean, Money. Bags.
Yeah. I mean, look, if you're the actor, you're obviously going to do it. But I don't know. Sometimes you just want to leave the original thing left alone. But I mean, like, it's a fun, quick commercial. It's not like anybody's paying for that commercial or like going to a theater to see it.
But it does. I mean, if we're speaking of strictly art, it does cheapen the movie. Because now you're like, oh, now you're at Comcast Cable. This is not.
And it's easy to be on the other side of the camera and say that. And then you're Jim Carrey. He's like, yeah, they paid me $20 million for that. You're like, all right, cool.
Yeah, I mean, I would do it. I mean, I'd do it for Dude, $50.
If they asked me to do anal laws or drink laws at the Super Bowl, oh, buddy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is for, yeah.
I would legally change my name to Mango and do it.
That's what's so funny about names, but I can go down to the fucking courthouse right now.
Yep.
And change my name to Everlast. What are you go doing fuck yet? Your mom. Everlast.
Hog
space.
Bitch.
Hog bitch.
Space. Go fuck your mom. Space. Hog bitch.
Is this a URL?
.com.
Crypto.com.
I mean, idiots. Get a fucking life. I hate it. They just get the biggest actor. LeBron, I mean, the bags that they are throwing out is insane.
Well, dude, they bought Staples Center, the center.
They didn't buy
who
it.
Who do you even make? No, but like who do you even make the offer to? What's the Gmail account to be like, hey, can we buy Staples Center
URL? I literally
URL?
Think it's just Lakers.com.
Lakers thought, give us $10 million.
More
than that.
More.
100 mil. Yeah,
Staples.
Where
like,
is Crypto.com getting their money? Probably from us doing them a brand deal right now. This podcast is brought to you by Crypto. No.
No, it's not.
Snorkeling.
Snorkeling. This is what I was saying. So we keep doing the thing. We keep doing the excursion prior right. to the date.
Yeah, so then
I'm all flustered on the date. I don't know what to do. Guys, write in. What am I supposed to do? Because that's what happened with Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. That also happened with her birthday. But with Valentine's Day, we went to Catalina Island, which is really... Also, I mean, you've been. I've never mm-hmm. been. It's Great. Incredible.
It's cool.
It feels like you're in another country. It's awesome. Like, I felt like I was in, like, Italy or something.
Yeah, it was like a two-hour boat ride? Less?
An hour.
Huh?
We just drive down to Long Beach, get on a ferry. The ferry was nice. We took Gigi. And you get on the ferry, freaking hour, and you're, like, in... You're literally... You feel like you're in Italy. It was awesome.
It's a whole new thing. Everybody has golf carts out there.
Yeah.
Where did you stay? Like a hotel or an Airbnb or
a
like,
hotel?
Right on the little strip area.
Yeah. Hotel around the strip area, and we stayed on like the fifth or sixth floor, or whatever. So the view was crazy. It was really really nice. We went snorkeling. I've been snorkeling one time when I was like been. Six in like Bermuda. Or something.
Was the water cold?
Freezing, dog.
Yeah.
We had to do like I don't know wetsuits, but they said there's a 5 ounce wetsuit or whatever. I don't know. Five. Is that right?
No.
Oh, we don't know. Anyway, whatever. So a wetsuit that's like four fucking super, super coldness. And my girl within 15 minutes had to get out of the water.
Wow.
Freezing.
Yeah. I mean, snorkeling in California, you got to go in like a tropical place. Hawaii snorkeling, get my fucking dick out. Dog. That's
did you go?
Oh yeah.
Oh, no,
I tried to make it a every day. I was like, we gotta. That's it's like the beauty of like that part of the earth is the water's super warm and you can just go and just board shorts and just like just
sharks.
I'm sure probably. Do sharks like warm water or cold water?
I think they like everything.
I don't care. Isn't it funny they see a guy on a boogie board and he's like, what kind of seal is that?
Oh, all the time. That's what they look up. Look,
yeah.
But dead.
Are they a little buzz? They're like, yo, that fucking, look at that goddamn sea lion. Sir, that is a boogie board. That is foam. That is a guy who's 6'4".
I think all sharks have stigmatisms. Like, get them glasses. Lensclassers.com.org. Right. They need glasses.
Little foggy.
I think they're dumb as shit. They're swimming dinosaurs.
You hit them
dinosaurs.
In the nose and they leave. That's honestly, if you is hit me in the real? Nose, I would leave. Probably.
Is that real?
I think noses be a lot of nerve endings in there.
I don't know. Aren't noses just cartilage? What the hell is
You've
cartilage?
You've been hit in the nose?
Yes.
You've been awful. Hit with like a football in the nose?
Yes. God. The worst thing of my whole life.
You ever been hit when it's cold?
Awful.
Why does it hurt more when it's cold?
I don't know, but you ever play any sports? The answer to you is no. But Gabe, have you ever played?
Also no.
Fuck! Right. No, but like when playing sports, you get like, you play baseball in the cold and you like foul tip.
Oh, yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My
it hurts your hands.
God. Yeah. It's awful. What was I saying?
Snorkeling.
Snorkeling. Yeah, we went in the kelp forest.
The hell's that?
Didn't know until I went.
Place?
It's literally just kelp underwater, but there's so much
fish in it. So,
oh, that was the cool part is you go in this area where it's a kelp forest, and since it's so protected, all the fish just kick it because there's no predators. So you're swimming, and there's thousands. That's crazy. Hundreds of fish just kicking it. It was really, really nice. You could like literally just touch the fish. They wouldn't do shit. They're like pigeons of the sea. You know, you can get real close to a pigeon. They don't give a fuck. Exactly the same thing.
Pigeons live with zero fear.
It's
they're
really
like
weird.
Enemy.
You ever try to kick a pigeon?
No.
Can't get to it.
They got great hindsight.
Yeah. Hindsight's 2020.
What
is
does
it?
That mean? The past always looks better.
Yeah, the past always.
The past looks. Or like,
if you,
oh, of course I should have done X1. Yeah.
Monday morning quarterbacking, as they call it.
What?
Yeah, you know, people were like, oh, the quarterback should have thrown it on Sunday. You're like, yeah, of course, when you can look, slow the play
Did
down.
Did you guys fuck?
What?
Catalina.
Oh, buddy. Catacumlina? I tried.
Can you bring the snorkel back? Invention just Catacumlina.
I tried.
Sounds like catacombs.
There could have been something there.
Catacumlina.
You could have just done Catalina.
That works too.
Did you guys see the video of the pigeons throwing the other pigeon in front of a moving train?
No, but you bring it up
that
right now.
That makes sense. He like stole the last mozzarella stick and he's like, you're fucking done, Tony.
What is this? Yeah, all pigeons are all Italian.
No, what? Hold on.
No, oh my God.
No way they're gonna kill this pigeon. Yo!
I just love the commentary on it. It made it so much funnier. Yeah.
They were literally escorting that motherfucker in front of the F train. That's what did that pigeon do?
Took somebody's styrofoam plate.
That's bullshit.
Why do they make styrofoam plates? You put anything that's more than room temperature on it and it just burns a hole in it.
You ever tried the two
literally
styrofoam?
Last night. I put corn tortilla on the pan for maybe 15 seconds and put it on. The whole plate had a circle in and out. Like it was the goddamn moon. There's equators in it. Equators.
Equators.
Craters.
Equators.
Craters.
Quakers? Oatmeal?
No, crater.
Craters.
What's an equator?
That's the middle. I think it's the middle line
equator,
around here.
Equator.
You know what's crazy? You get closer to that line, it gets hotter. Why?
What a different podcast this is.
Back to the science podcast.
Somebody asked me how my OnlyFans is doing. All right. Anyways, I don't have one. But okay, so you be doing the sex.
Yes, we did. We did a bunch of the sex. It's the hotel sex, which is always just fucking wackadoo. I'm going to be honest, man. I wish I had some like kind of crazy thing to report in the sexual world. But it was, it was great sex. A lot of mama wants cum-cums.
Oh.
But nothing really nothing too out of the ordinary.
Home about.
Yeah, okay. Nothing. I will say, though. After snorkeling, take a little hot shower. Daddy wants some pussy.
I was waiting for like the I don't know. I was waiting for something like wild, out of the ordinary. Like, you know, after you go to Rainforest Cafe and they don't have their secret sauce, I'll do some secret sauce. Yeah. It's very normal. Yeah.
I don't know what it was.
Outside.
But it was like, I was cold.
Then you want to be inside.
Okay.
Pussy.
I was out.
Warmer.
I was outside and it was freezing and we took like a hot, hot shower.
Mm-hmm.
And buddy, I got hot, hot, hot. And I came out and I was like, I'm rocked up.
Yeah.
I'm rocked up. Gigi, close your eyes. You know what's great is the bed was so high that Gigi couldn't get on. You know how hard
could you get up there?
Oh, barely. I had fucking
standing
my girl,
on Gigi.
My girl had to give me a booster seat. But I will say one funny experience is my girl's on top of me because I already made her come. I'm a sexual fucking god, right? Came all over my cockiness, extra wet. You know why? Because there was cum on it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then she got on top of me because it was my turn, and I was about, you know, you can tell you're like, oh, I'm about 30 seconds out. 30 seconds out from liftoff.
Yeah, when you walk in the room, yeah.
Yeah. And then fucking stupid Gigi's head.
Oh, no.
Because she can put her paws up and she can, you can just see her head over. So she's like looking at me.
She knew.
She knew.
She felt it. She felt the different storm, different tsunami coming in.
Oh, shit. Equator. And so I
Ecuador?
Huh?
What?
Ecuador. Now that's the title. E-cooter?
That sounds like internet cooter. E space cooter.
What's e-commerce?
What does email stand for? Internet mail, but it's an E. What is E?
Yeah, why is E the internet? Why is E internet? What's WWW?
Motherfucker's still sending emails. Just text me. Actually, don't.
No, please email me. Yeah. Why is it okay to get a text? Or I'm sorry, why is it okay to get an email and not respond immediately? But you get a text and you don't respond in 12 minutes, motherfucker texts you again.
Yeah. People have been hitting me a lot lately with the voice memo text.
Don't do that to me.
It's great. If you want somebody to listen to what you're going to say, send a fucking voice memo. Every time they'll listen. Because there's like a little bit, like if you text, you're like, I'll get to it later. But a voice memo, you're like, who in the hospital? And it's always just like, hey, make sure to grab some whipped cream on your way home. I'm like, sure.
I got to use more food in the bedroom.
Okay.
How you feel about Cool Whip?
I think it's good.
Have you ever seen the movie Blue?
Cool Runnings?
I love that movie.
Good movie.
No, have you ever seen the movie Varsity Blues?
I think so.
Oh my God, Gabriel, you know what scene I'm talking about.
No,
the
I've never seen it.
Oh! There's a Varsity Blues scene
mm-hmm.
where the hottest girl in the world, I forget her name, she walks into the goddamn room and she has just Cool Whip on her tits. And Cool Whip on her
cherry
cooter.
Over the nips?
I don't know if she's cherry. But she's the hottest girl in the world. And that scene, I've jerked off to that scene before. Fuck.
You ever jerked off to like a comic book?
No.
Okay.
You have, I'm assuming.
No.
You've never jerked off to a comic book?
I'm trying to think what the weirdest thing you got rocked up to.
I've Bugs Bunny. To a comic book. It wasn't actually a comic book, but I'm just remembering like a...
Garfield?
I had like these 1970s Playboys and there was a cartoon in it. I'm just remembering this. And I've jerked off to the cartoon inside of a Playboy.
Cartoon.
I bet you I've jerked off the cartoon. I've jerked off to my mom's lingerie. There's no way I haven't jerked off to fucking cartoons before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude, the guy that we met at the bar who thought my buddy was you, mm-hmm. he also mentioned the porn baseball cards. He's like, dude, those fucking porn baseball cards, man. You got them on you? I was like, what?
And that was a Patreon episode.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah. I was like, this dude knows the pot. I think he was just blacked out drunk. Yes. I think he was hammered. This is the Cool Whip on
this
it.
This is the
Cool
the Whip moment.
Zoom in. Slower. Dim the lights. Yeah, cherries God. Over the nipples.
I mean, dude. And in this movie, she was just wearing like fucking cheerleading outfits at the wazoo. Oh, dude, now
the
I'm remembering.
Dude did it?
She was trying to fuck Dawson's Creek.
Mm-hmm. That just seems like a mess. What do you do if you're lactose intolerant in this scene?
Yeah.
I think
you're...
Fucking
sack up and you shit out of your cock?
I mean, you're going in, even if you're lactose intolerant.
It's a lot of whipped cream, though. Like at a glance, like, that's hot. But, like, you're one tit in being like, all right, somebody bring the dogs in.
Also, hilarious. The director, they probably pitched other things first. Like, yeah. Let's do Cheese Whiz. Like,
She's like, or clothes. And the guy's like,
well,
come on.
You're an actress. Shut up. Wild. Yeah.
Did you see, I watched Tinder Swindler. Did you see that?
Loved it.
I love how he called everyone out enemies. Was enemies, right? He said, my enemies?
Yeah.
He's like, I can't, baby. My enemies are watching.
Also.
My enemies. You're 5'4", Simon.
Here's the thing. It's wild and not okay to do it, but like, I respect it. I mean, what, the ingenuity.
The hustle?
The hustle, dude.
Yeah, I don't even know if this dude was fucking. I think he was just straight up on his pyramid scheme.
Yes.
Goddamn Nutribullet motherfucking.
But
who's the biggest?
Shaquille O'Neal.
You know what I'm talking about?
Snake,
Herbalife.
Snake
Herbalife. Herbalife. Dude, this guy, I don't even think Simon was like fucking. Like half the girls, one girl was like, oh, I was just a friend. What? Huh? Yeah. Leave him immediately.
Goddamn.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Goddamn.
Dude, also, bodyguard kept getting beat the fuck up.
Yeah, but I think he just had one photo. That's what I'm going to do. Gabe, you're my bodyguard. Let me punch you. I don't think I'd leave a bruise on you if I swung my hardest. I think Gabe would just be like, what the hell was that? But I think his bodyguard literally got hurt one time. Yep. That's like when people get in a car accident and they take multiple photos, different angles. Like, go back to the crime scene later that night, take a photo at night, take a photo of the day, take a photo with a random stranger walking by. Use that. That's literally what he did. He would just like pop off with like an old, like it's a photo of him like literally at birth and there's just like blood on him. It's like, oh, my bodyguard.
Got fucked up. There's placenta on you, sir. Also, how do you feel about when people get in accidents and take a picture and put it on TikTok? It's like, hey man, you just hit someone's grandmother. Why is this in this?
If everybody's safe and okay, no injuries, I don't give a fuck. Content, use it.
Okay.
I remember when I got in a car accident when I first moved to LA. I was so goddamn pissed. It was so expensive. Know where the 405 and the 101 meet in that long ass stupid fucking roundabout?
Yeah.
One of the most like busy intersections in this area, somebody at the last second in front of me dipped out to the other lane.
Okay.
And then the car in front of that car pulled up and I was changing the song. I remember, I'll never forget. I was listening to 100 Grand Kids or 100 Grand by Mac Miller.
Mm-hmm.
When that album first came out, it was like 2015. And I look up and then the person behind me hit me. And it's weird because you want to be like, the guy that drove away, whose fault? Like, sir. Your engine is in my backseat.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was that happened. But afterwards, my dad goes, at least you can write a bit about this. Well, now I'm using it on a podcast 7 years later. Right, yeah, Dad?
Sir, I don't need anyone to write a bit. I need someone to write me a check. Write me a check right now, sir.
Yeah.
Wild. I hate when people do that. Take pictures, blah, blah, blah. What were we saying before that? Tinder swindler. My take on this guy. I feel bad for everyone. But I really respect the hustle. I really, really do.
What did he do? I'm not really familiar with the story.
He literally just like would lead girls on. Uh-huh. And then after a certain point, like he like photoshopped his image and said he was like in this massive diamond company. And he's like super, super rich. And like his family was, you know, God level shit. And he was talking with women. And then he'd be like, hey, there's people after me. You know, a bodyguard. There's people after me. I can't use my credit card anymore. Like, can you wire me some or take out a loan and give it to me and then I'll pay you back. And then he would like pay somebody back, but with another girl's money. Like it was just a constant like juggling. And like there was this one girl in the documentary who literally took out like three loans and totaled up to $240,000.
Jesus Christ.
And look, I thought I was down bad for some fucking pussy. The only night on some OnlyFans, almost spent $7 a month. $240,000?
I mean, loans? That means that dude was piping it down.
Packing. I don't even, if you ask me right now how to take out a loan, I wouldn't know how to do it. You've been so horny you forgot how to take out a loan.
Yeah.
Do people take out loans other than college?
Dude,
yes, but like, to have sex?
Also, Fannie Mae, horny.
What's that?
it's the company you take out a goddamn student loan. Fannie Mae?
Fannie Mae? I thought it was Sally Mae.
Oh. Sally is it Sally Mae or Fannie Mae?
Sally Mae.
I think both. Why are they both ended
Mae? Fannie Mae?
I think it might be Fannie Mae.
Fannie Mae sounds like the top OnlyFans girl in 2001.
That's what I'm saying. Fannie Mae sounds like she's got an ass.
Fannie.
There we go.
I've had sex. Anyways.
I will say, though, again, respect this guy. Dude, I have trouble juggling one girlfriend. This guy had a pyramid scheme of bitches.
That's what I didn't get. I was like, if you're always with these women, you're always on your phone, always texting, like...
He was literally copying and pasting texts.
He was a big voice memo guy. He never texts. Always voice memo.
Well, in that way, he can't ever get caught. He can't never fucking...
Right, until you screen record it.
Well, what I'm saying is you can't ever like...
There's no written.
Exactly.
Yeah. That was...
As soon as the listener's gone. But yeah, this dude was just all over. Like he would literally... He would say he has a meeting somewhere else to meet some other girl.
He was always one step ahead of the girl who's going to fly out. So he would have a girl like fly to Spain, but in Spain, he had a girl in Argentina. Or was the same, I don't know, geography? All right, you know what's going on. But like, it was just like a triangle and he's just rotating. I don't know how long he kept this going, but he's a free man. He did time for like 5 months and now he's just back out. And
really?
He's still on Tinder. Tinder has not made a statement yet, which is funny. I went to their comments on Instagram. People are like, are you going to address Simon? Kick him off. And Tinder's just like, this is great PR for us. Honestly, we kind of fell off the map. And this is the best PR we've had that isn't about sexually transmitted diseases in a while. So shout out Tinder Swindler.
Yeah, well, Tinder fucking commented on our stuff. They can comment on our stuff, but they can't comment on
like
Tinder
when,
Swindler.
Yeah, I don't like when brands comment on it.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Free clout. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Take a fucking walk.
Yeah. It's just like if you're verified, they just know it'll get like, that's somebody's job. Like, hey, go comment on a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
I'm Tinder. No, you're an intern.
You're 100% intern. You graduated from fucking Carnegie Mellon. You owe Fannie Mae. Is it Fannie Mae or Sally Mae?
Fannie Mae.
Yes. Who the hell is Sally Mae? Some bitch in fucking Vermont that makes cookies?
Sally Mae is also a thing.
What?
They're both loan companies.
Oh, shit. So they both ended May?
Yeah.
What about Sally June? Guys, I'm off this podcast. All right, hold on. This is what I'd like to say about Tinder Swindler, all right? This motherfucker has such amazing skill set. He's just using it for the wrong thing. If he called me and was like, hey, man, can I be your manager? Yes. This guy's incredible. He can juggle 100 things.
He should have been going up to
like
high-level clients.
Oh, man. He does own. His business is pussy. That's hilarious.
His LLC. Lickety-lickety-clit.
Clit.
Couldn't find it.
Clinton, find it. Tight.
I was trying to think if there's a porn star named Bill Clinton.
Has to be. Can't be.
For everything. I would like to say that somebody sent us a screenshot that on Pornhub, because of Emily's episode last week, the trending searches were Emily Willis stuck, Emily Willis washing machine. Maytag sales booming.
Booming. Also, she owes us money. Emily, you're listening. Send us bags.
Does she?
No. 100% no.
dude, I would like to say, I saw a lot of people starting to lose their mind. The Rams won the Super Bowl, right? That's a thing. Did you watch Super Bowl at all?
I watched it in an Italian restaurant on Catalina Island through a window.
Yeah.
So, sort of.
Yeah. Dude, I went to a thing, saw it, but afterwards we went to a supermarket to get a little bit of food at a, dare I say, Erewhon, if you've heard of it. It's just like a Whole Foods with a private school degree and probably some Ethereum. But we were there and there was a lady at the like the hot bar. It's like a deli, right? Where you just order shit.
I love a good
big
hot
line.
Bar.
And there's a lady in there with her two kids, none of them wearing masks, right? We're still in California. We're still mandates. Whatever the fuck. This isn't a political statement.
Mandate. What about woman dates?
All right, y'all, the podcast.
Yep,
Gabe's
sitting.
And this isn't a political stance at all, but this lady went in there looking for an argument.
Oh, no.
And she's in line, like, with her shit. And the guy's like, hey, you know, can you put on a mask? And she goes, oh, so there can be a Super Bowl of 80,000 people. Oh. And our mayor is, and she's making a scene. And I'm yelling at the lady, not the lady, my girlfriend. I'm like, come here. This is getting good. This is getting good. We just watched this lady have a full-on meltdown. And she, like, she was, like, ready. She had her fucking, she had her P's and Q's ready. Just like, how can we do this? We can do that. And she's just going off. And then she gets escorted out by security and people start clapping. She's like, you don't clap for this. You should be clapping for your freedom. No. If you're recording me. I saw my first freak out and somebody who worked at the store started recording her. She goes, I did not give you permission to film. And she was just a full public meltdown. I think the worst part about it all is she was wearing Uggs tucked into her jeans. And I just thought it was a great moment. She was losing her fucking mind. And I was so excited to witness it.
And then
one of the employees started to catch up. No. One of the employees was like, don't listen to her. Mask saves lives. Because I think he like had some like tragedy go down. And then the boss goes to the guy and goes, Jeff, not now. Not now. Jeff's like, I'm off the clock.
No, he didn't.
I swear to God.
This is wild.
This all happened at 9 o'clock after the Super Bowl. I'm a little boozed up. I might have encouraged it. I might have yelled, right hook. You know, just anybody. You know, it could have been a chef in the back. Oh, my God.
You should, if you yelled like COVID to hoax. Holy
I yelled Joe
shit.
Biden at one point just to throw it out there, just to see what happens.
Yeah.
Unrelated to anything, but just to like, I think once you just say any political term,
yeah,
you could be like Ronald Reagan and people are like, oh, wah, 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 wah. Yeah. But just be like, come on. But it was, I've seen it online, but to see it in real life, she got a crowd. Like people, like, you know, in Venice Beach, when there's a street performer and people start building up, there was a crowd for this.
Wow.
But I think it's just people just, you know, they're just fucking, it's just, we're 2 years in and she just, you know, maybe she was a Bengals fan. You never know.
She was definitely a Bengals fan, but I think it is funny that she went in there. It seems like she was like in her Nissan Sentra, like going over like talking points.
Oh yeah.
And then she's like, and they're looking at themselves in the mirror, like, and it was eight.
Yeah, it's like when you're about to get in an argument with it's like you and your girl are in an argument, and then you take some space, and then you got your points. You're gonna go in there and be like, I got this, and then you did that, and then we did that. She had her shit ready to go, and it was like.
What was she trying to order? Freedom?
I don't know. She had eggs in her cart and that was about it. But it was wild. When people started clapping her out, God, that was just the icing on the cake. A lot of people just began kind of recklessly. I saw a guy also on the west side of town. So you know when like a car is going to like at a stop sign and they go to make a right turn, usually you kind of yield over that stop sign.
Yeah.
Because you're looking left for cars coming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was a guy walking the other way and like the car didn't see him. But like, you know, didn't get close to hitting him, but like enough to where it's like, you know, it was like the guy was walking, the car turned right. But like, and then the guy starts yelling at the guy and the guy's yelling at the car guy. And then the guy outside of the car goes to hit the window, doesn't break the window.
Hold on, swing with a fist?
Fist. Just like hits the window, nothing happens. And then the car like drives off. And I'm like, what? That guy probably feels like an idiot right now.
Also, you know, break your fist on someone's, like, what are you doing?
Well, best case scenario is like, because that, you break the window, not only is there 40,000 pieces of the glass in your hand, you also got to pay for it. But he just like, I saw this happen too. And he like hit the glass, nothing happened. I was just like,
idiot.
Yeah,
just straight up idiot.
And then they both went their separate ways. And now they're both somewhere at home just making cameos.
Just like yelling at their wife for no reason.
It was just.
What?
People are just out here fucking losing it.
Didn't tell you this. And everyone's out here losing it. Even kids are out here losing it. I was making a left on Highland from Sunset.
Terrible street, terrible intersection.
Awful. It's awful. Next to a high school. This is where I'm going. I fucked up and so it's my fault. I'm in the middle of the crosswalk. My car's in the middle of the crosswalk, okay? So these
sunglasses on or off?
On, baby, I'm driving.
Okay.
So these kids start funneling. And when you're a kid, your frontal lobe is not formed yet.
No.
You're making rash choices.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a kid that's crossing my car, and now he's sort of in the street, not in the crosswalk, because he can't walk
behind
the crosswalk.
Behind you or in front of the
in
car?
In front.
Yeah.
And he's a bunch of friends. And in my head, I go, this is not good. Because if I'm him, when I'm 15, I have a bunch of friends, you know what I'm doing? I'm doing something wild.
Oh, yeah.
So he turns, he goes, hey, but I couldn't hear what he said. Then he kicks my car. Kicks it.
What part?
The front. Like, I don't know where.
Like,
I couldn't
like a
see.
Stomp or just like a kick?
Like a kick, like not a 100% kick.
Like if he was kicking a field goal, how many yards out would he have to be to make it?
30.
Like that's a kick.
It's a kick, but it wasn't like a wind up kick. It was like a, like let's say a wind up kick's 100%. It was like about 30%. It was just like a bomb, like to make a noise.
Yeah.
And I wind down the window and I was like, hey, what the fuck, dude? And he goes, what the fuck? You're my fucking whatever. His two friends are like, eh. Like they didn't, I don't even know if they're fucking saying anything, but they're doing their little like 15-year-old fucking hype his friend up shit.
Yeah.
And then they kind of like backed away and I was like, ah, we just like kind of yelled at each other for like 10 seconds yeah. and then they just left. Everyone's losing their mind.
Yeah, yeah.
I got out of my car to check. Nothing.
Of course.
There's no mark.
Yeah, unless he's wearing like Tim's, you're fine.
Yeah, this kid's
car was like, what? Hello?
Yeah, we're in LA. Everyone's wearing Vans. Like no one's, no. Yeah. If we're in New York, fucking my car with cinnamon Tim's.
Tim's.
You ever own a pair of Tim's?
Nah.
Oh man. Not East Coast kid at all, huh? I had so many pair of Tim's.
I had so many pairs of Vans.
Really?
Yeah, I mean.
I had cinnamon Tim's. I had black Tim's and I had regular Tim's. And I'd wear the tongue down. I'd fold the tongue down.
What's the difference between regular and cinnamon?
So regular is more like a brown, like a light kind of khaki brown. And cinnamon, just imagine like it's darker brown. It's like
cinnamon Tim's sounds good. That sounds like a coffee shop, cinnamon Tim's.
You can order cinnamon Tim's for dessert. Can I have cinnamon Tim's?
How do you feel about Bloody Marys when they have a whole entire lunch on top of it?
Don't like it.
I saw a video last night. It was a Bloody Mary that had like a rotisserie chicken on top of it. It had like a mini corn dog.
Really?
Yeah.
But like as a joke?
No, I don't. Well, like, you know how like places specialize in like an absurd amount of food for some fucking reason?
Yeah.
It was like that. It was like, you come down to fucking Wingding Fuck Cuck, you know, and get yourself on.
That's a title.
Is cuck a bad word?
Yes. Yeah, you could. It's not great. It's not like you can say it.
Like you can't go to Wendy's and be like, can we get a name for the order? And you're like, wow.
You can say it.
I think it sounds worse than it actually is.
It hits hard.
It's got it sounds very similar to kike, which is also a word that's so fun to say.
Yeah, but cuck just has a lot of hard hitting syllables.
Yeah.
Well, it's two. Cuck. Anything is.
Yeah.
Hits.
Kite? The fuck you say? You ever fly a kite?
No, I have friends.
Yeah. That's all I got.
I don't, like, I've seen it happen. The real ones are the guys at the park where it's like you can control it down below, but just the whole string and you need wind to play.
Can we be done with drones? Done.
I think you can be done with drones.
I'm done. I was fucking with snorkeling. We got out. We're sitting in the sun because I was freezing. And we're having a conversation. Also, anyone who doesn't know me, stop talking to me. I don't like anyone. People come up to me, hey, where are you from? Shut up. I don't care. Don't like you. Go away. He was fine. He ended up being a fine gentleman. He's great. But like, just, it's so weird when people just like start talking. Yeah. Like we're both wearing scuba gear. So now you can talk to me. Probably. I don't know. Get out of here. I just want to fucking warm up. Anyways, we're just trying to talk to this dude and a goddamn drone. What are you doing? I don't like when loud sounds I can't control drives me insane.
I need a purpose. What are you flying a drone for? Oh, I'm studying the polar bears and they're higher up in the altitudes. Okay, right. Cool.
I'm cool with that.
But if you're just flying a drone, just to fly a drone, you're just looking at trees and shit.
Yeah, when are you ever going to fucking watch that? Never.
How do you feel about people who record concert footage?
That's fine.
Really?
Oh, not with a drone. I thought you meant someone working at the concert actually doing it. Like someone who's, no,
yeah.
Watch it with your eyes.
Oh, if I see you at a concert and the Instagram story got more, I'll give you 3 taps. And you got more than 3 at the story? Because look, you get the, oh, we're here, we're at the concert, great. Oh, they're playing this song, awesome. Oh, then the third slide is, whoa, what a great show. You got to sandwich it. But you're out here just filming interludes? Get off.
I don't like it. Also, watch the concert with your fucking eyes. Yeah. Your eyes have such good high res, it's crazy. And for you to record
4K.
Probably 12K.
But now it's crazy because artists are now like, I just want to show, they're like, nobody, it's like, it's almost considered hipster to be like, nobody take out the phones, let's just enjoy the moment. Everyone's like, whoa, he's so deep, whoa, fucking, this guy's chill, fucking LSD. And you're like, that's a normal, the first goal is to show our tits on the set. Dude, imagine being the first artist to see a pair of tits while you're performing. I think it's bad when I'm trying to do comedy and somebody yells out, title! I'm like, I can't focus!
Dude.
Imagine the first guy to be on stage at a concert or something that got tits shown to him.
Tits? I mean, I mean,
stopping the band.
Oh, I'm stopping the concert.
Mission.
Everyone stop. Everyone stop. The concert's over. Madam, you stay. Everyone's leaving.
Yeah.
Also,
when I ever tell you the Drake story? When I saw Drake at UCSB in like 2010?
I think so, but keep going.
This was right when Best I Ever Had came out. He performed it. I forget what it's called. It's a festival at UCSB. They used to do it. UC Santa Barbara, California. And he was a headliner. Or no, he wasn't. He wasn't the headliner. Whoa. The headliner was Chromeo, of all people. Drake opened for Chromeo.
You said this was 2010?
But yeah. Yeah, because I was a senior in high school. Mm-hmm. And Drake had this, it was like a Rafiki stick. But it was just like a walking stick. But it had literally bras all up and down it. Like he had just been collecting them. And the girls were just saw that. And then they just start throwing bras at Drake. And then this girl was on the she was on somebody's shoulders.
Yeah.
And then they put the camera at her to be like, oh, look, this girl's having a good time.
Oh, no.
And then Danny's the camera guy just whips him. When he whipped away and slowly goes back, he's like, hold up, hold up.
Bras are expensive.
Yeah, I mean, to throw a bra, like, what is Drake doing with them? Resell? Etsy? What's he doing?
Smelling them? I think he's a weirdo.
This was also like Fuckboy Drake. Between every song, I also don't know if he had the bandwidth to do an hour at this time. Between every song, he would stop and be like, oh, man, so many sexy ladies out here. How y'all doing? This was Wave Hand Drake era.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wave Hand, you know? So, but every song he would stop and like do a monologue about just like how hot women are.
I literally have a bit about that. I fucking hate that shit. Just sing. No one's here for that. Sing the right fucking songs, buddy.
Dude, but it would kill the momentum.
Yeah.
But I'll never forget. He had, I wonder if there's footage of it.
There's got to be.
Typing UCSB Drake. What was the festival called? I want to say Palooza or some shit.
I really can't believe. Yeah.
Extravaganza 10?
I think so.
Yeah. Whoa. Extravaganza 2010.
Yeah. I remember I got a parking ticket that day in my Honda Civic and we smoked weed in the trunk parking lot.
In the trunk? But, like seated in the trunk.
We like popped it up to like smoke weed in it. Like we like opened it like a bench.
Does weed make, makes what better? Jerking off.
Food.
Food. And what else?
Laughs.
God, you're right. So
a good
funny
high laugh.
Was holy that, shit.
Was it outside?
Yeah, it was outside.
Was Birdman there?
Maybe.
I think I found it. Let's see.
Birdman is an absolute genius. Is this it?
You know, I call that shit Thank Me Later.
Yeah, this is it.
And it drops on June 15th. So since I came all the way from Toronto, Canada to be with my Santa Barbara family, I just want to know.
Yep, this is it. I need the Rafiki stick.
That's why
I can try to just script through and see if I can find it.
I swear to God, I've never heard Drake song in like, which is wild. My girl hates Drake.
She's the same way. I'm like, you don't.
Oh, your girl's not Drake.
I'm like, you don't understand. Just put on Take Care and go for a fucking drive and figure it out.
Yeah,
that album's impeccable. Take Care, nothing was the same.
In the left corner,
dude, put on Views.
Maybe
think
that
to yourself.
Is.
Do you see it?
Right
that's
there.
It. That's it. That's the. It's literally like there's like, it's almost like you're at a Venice shop and there's just like bras like everywhere out front.
Dude, can you imagine trying to do that now?
Oh yeah, this is in 480p. Yeah. Thank God somebody recorded this on a Nokia.
There it is though.
There it is.
Dude, I swear the longer I'm on this earth, the more the guy's a fucking sidekick, left hand corner. The longer I'm on this earth, there's like more Drake songs that I find out that are like 7 years old, and I'm like, how have I not heard this back lately? Drake songs age like wine. You're like, God, it's only better.
I listened to this album recently, like in the last like month.
Yeah, there's got to be a better shot of it. Or if you do like foot, like images.
God, he looks so young, dude.
Big
so
wave hand
not
Drake.
Bagged out.
I mean, he was probably getting pretty steady bags right after. This is right after the Best I Ever Had. You know, a lot of girls be saying, bet I ever had.
I wonder who was the first guy to start, like, he just had too many and was like, oh, let's put it on a golf club.
I don't know. Yeah, collect it. Yeah, that is weird.
You ever walk into a bar and they have a bunch of like bras everywhere? Bras?
No, but like dollar bills.
Dollar bills, yeah.
Okay, I found it. This is from a different show, but it looks like this was a thing he was doing quite a bit.
Dude, just type in Rafiki stick?
Yep, there it is. Look at that, dude. That's like a coat rack of tits.
It's a mic stand of just straight up bras. What is this?
I don't want to throw a shoe up there.
It looks like if Kanye designed a lamp.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
It's like some burlesque shit. But yeah, dude, I'll never forget that. And the girls were just adding to it by the moment.
I love how he thought that was sick.
I'm still thinking it's sick.
But I feel like that's like a 15-year-old boy thing. You're like, oh, that's sick.
Yeah. I mean.
First of all, I said this for the fourth time. Can't do that now. Can't do it.
What? Well, it's not like he's not asking for it. It's
That's
just
true.
Like thrown at him.
That's true.
The collecting part's a little
weird.
Yeah. Somebody throws a bra at you while you're doing stand up. What are you doing?
Yelling. I'm pissed. Don't fucking ruin my momentum. Throwing a bra up here. I don't like when people yell, period.
All right. I got a better one. What if it's a toesy sock?
I'm smelling it.
Yeah, realistically, if somebody throws panties on the stage, what do you do? Oh, thank you. All right, I'll use this as a coaster.
I'm
putting it on my forehead like Bruce Wayne.
This is against maybe what people think. I legit think it's a little gross. Just rubbing against a random cooter for fucking 3 hours.
What if it was like from a purse?
Like, is it a clean one?
It was in a purse.
Clean? Okay. Because clean panties are hot.
God damn.
You ever like just pick up a pair of panties and just kind of fuck around with them a little bit? You ever put them on? Just,
you ever gone to a Victoria's Secret when you were like younger and like just like, I wouldn't even make eye contact with the mannequins. I'd be so fucking nervous.
Oh, dude. Nobody
would look and I'd be like, I think it's weird. Get you out of this.
I think it's weird now.
Yeah.
To go without your girl.
At every given time, I'm like, where's my girlfriend? Has anybody seen my girlfriend?
Oh, yeah. Or I just walk up to someone quickly and be like, this is for my girlfriend. Help me.
Yeah.
She's about my size. And just wait. Well,
should we do some sock talk? I would just like to say my Valentine's Day was pretty straightforward. You know, hung out of the house, made food at home, got an F and the B that sent me to a different universe.
Why in the fuck different are we talking?
Finger in
Why
the
are
butt?
We talking about?
I don't know.
What?
I just want to take the center stage.
Take it. What is it?
I'll tell you what. The sexing was, you know, we were out here just doing the sex. And I'll tell you what, the finger hit the eject button at the right time.
Uh-huh.
There was tears in my eyes.
Yeah.
I lost feelings in all my body. I started hydroplaning. I couldn't even, like, there was a moment where I lost all sensory.
Yeah.
You know when somebody, if they're like deaf or blind, they have higher sentence.
Uh-huh.
Everything's heightened.
Yep.
I lost everything. It all excreted through my penis.
It's done. It's done. You're making, you sound like a dead moose. It's just, the whole.
Laughing. I was literally laughing. I was just like, oh my God.
That's what happens to me, dude. Like the fucking finger in the ass. Like all of a sudden you, it's so good that it's funny.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't even know. Where am I right now? This is the metaverse. You're not real. Where's Greta? Like, everything's crazy.
Yeah. No, I NFT'd that nut. That moment right there. You know how people say, like, I wish I could put this feeling in a plastic jar. That right there.
I mean,
get
how
a
much
key bump of that every day.
I mean, you could sell that for bags.
I mean, it was.
Yeah. How far are we going in now? You experimenting?
That one?
Uh-oh.
That one, that one might have crossed the finish line and then some.
So we're going.
I think it may be knuckle. I mean, we're talking first knuckle. I mean, we're talking.
Whoa!
Are you for real?
Whoa!
Look, here's the thing. I didn't have control.
Whoa!
She just.
You're backing away. Whoa!
Elbow deep. I'm talking fist. No, I mean, I think it was just right timing and right precision. And I think it was a pin the tail on the donkey, but the donkey was a little loose, a little fucking just ready for it. But I think it was just precision because sometimes it goes up and you miss a little bit and you're kind of, you know, you're.
Oh, you're going in.
No. This was the first time that it was like a little bit of pressure and then some.
Whoa.
I'll tell you what.
Listen, there's no judgment here.
Somebody peg me. Anyways,
there's no judgment. I'm very happy. I mean, yeah, I'm going about fingernail deep, but
fingernail.
A lot of pressure.
I mean, the fingernail to first knuckle gap is maybe a centimeter
and
a half.
Oh, I thought you meant knuckle.
No. That's
Okay. Yeah.
No, we're talking fingernail and
first knuckle. Which also first knuckle. What are you doing? What's the purpose?
I'm saying like the I don't know. Like
yeah, first, knuckle one.
Yeah.
So we're going about an inch.
Knuckle one, first knuckle, not down by
dude,
the rest
I
of the
thought
hand.
You meant punch knuckle.
No. That would be a different story.
That's another level.
Yeah.
And I would be very happy for you.
But yeah. Just brought a tear to my eye.
Oh God, happy Valentine's Day to you, man.
You know.
That's great. Did you
Cuba's
get anything?
Chokehold, Cuba's what
did you get anything for Valentine's Day?
Did I get anything or
besides,
did I get
besides that?
We did like little gifts back and forth.
What'd she get you?
Clothes. Oh, some new shoes.
Oh, it's really nice.
Some new shoes. Yeah,
that's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, she does my style and it's like I like just plain straightforward stuff. You know, some quick little.
I'm just laughing.
What do you mean?
I got my girl Ken over here.
Oh yeah, oh yeah,
romantic.
Oh yeah.
Romantic.
Here's the thing. In my head, there's a lot of practical gifts that I want to get my girlfriend. Yeah. That I go, you need these. These are things that you constantly are asking for, but it's not romantic, right? Yeah. Like she really wants like a standing desk.
Yeah.
And I'm like, And then I like put it in her head that for Valentine's Day, I got her a standing desk, and then I had her close her eyes and she was inside. Then I had a box and I like pushed it along the ground so it sounded like a standing desk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very practical gift.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you're a girl on Valentine's Day, you know, you want like makeup or shoes or clothes or can opener in this point. Yeah. But I made her believe it was a stand up desk.
I think a stand up desk is great.
Right. I think it's like a, it's Tuesday. Better good luck at work.
But to me,
I think our brain is.
But to me, like getting a stand up desk or getting like the can opener I got was like an electric one because she has so much problems opening cans like all the time. So I'm like, oh, this is like I know that you have an issue with this. I have a lot of love towards you. I want you to have less problems. Here's a can opener that you don't have to deal with it. And same thing with a stand desk. I think that's way more romantic than shoes. Like, it's like, you know, because shoes are just like, oh, here's something in big order. But like, there's meaning behind the stand desk. Like, you want to alleviate some of her issues.
That's where the logical aspect goes.
Okay. And then what do these bitches think?
I think it's just like she'd been talking about a pair of shoes for a while. And I think I just paid attention to that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's more like, you listened.
Okay.
But now I'm just going to, you know, build a stand-up desk and I'll be the maneuver. It'll be on my back and I'll just get up and down.
Well, I mean, at least you'll be in the all fours. So you can get fingered more.
Guys, this is a comedy podcast.
Dude, I'm going to get milked. That's my next level. I mean, think about that. Just on all fours, getting milked. That's, I mean, buddy.
Are you doing like what they did in Dave where there's just a hole in the table?
I don't want to build things. That seems like a whole thing.
We just buy a desk from IKEA, punch a hole in it. Very lightweight.
Yeah. Okay. And then just I could do that. Dude, my girl has mastered jerking me off. Like to a level where like I'm like, oh, is it me or her? Like it's like I've walked through the nuances of getting jerked off. Because I like to finish now getting jerked off. And it is like, it's on point. It's on fucking, because I like the full strokes, and then when I'm about to come, you grab the base and you just kind of hold it and then sort of just go back and forth. But you got to know when to stop and when to go. She's mastered it.
Wow.
Yeah. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Let me watch.
You can watch.
Okay.
Could you watch? Yeah, it's fine.
You can get a milking table on Amazon for $450.
Pull it up right now.
This is what you do. You get her a milking table and say, it's a standing desk.
Yeah. Oh, that's literally meant for milking.
Yeah, portable milking table.
Like, they didn't even try to hide it at all. They put BDSM in the title. Hilarious. Dude, the amount of things they put in the description on Amazon, it's honestly sad. Table, milking table, glory hole table, central BDSM, tantra bed, spa, table, chiropractor adjustment. Okay, what are you adjusting? Your cock? I get it.
Yes.
What are the reviews?
A beauty table.
A milking table. Just go to the one star. One guy wrote a paragraph and 5 stars. That guy came hard.
My wife hates giving blow jibbers.
What's blow jibbers?
And she's terrible too. I figured I'd go for a high school. This is a high school classic. What high school did you go to? You euphoria freak bitch. I'm old now, and the over the pants hand job doesn't do it for me like it used to.
An over the pants hand job?
Yeah, I would hope not. You're 73, sir.
What type of fucking?
My wife has hands like a college lineman. Nice strong tugs. But the wires.
Yeah, we know what a lineman is. I love how this guy put it in there. The wires made it difficult.
I love it. What's his name?
Mad Dr. Duck.
Oh my God.
I get milked once a week to the point where I'm dehydrated.
And need ice for the boys as they are wiped after. Long story short, the table is 10% the other 90% from a woman who's lying to
buy
it.
Dude,
this guy's a psycho.
He's buying a milking table.
What else has he reviewed?
I mean, buddy, here's the thing. He is getting a milking table. Also, he is reviewing milking tables. I mean, what type of fucking loser
he bought the one chip challenge. Hilarious.
You guys should do that. We should do that.
We should definitely do that.
That's how you can see what other people have reviewed. He bought UGG slippers so we can get milked and then be in comfort after.
Looks like he's a gym guy that likes to get milked. Good for him, man.
Aren't we all? Is there anybody worse than the guy on Valentine's Day who posts a photo of the gym and he goes, this is the only Valentine I need, and it's just a photo of the squat rack?
I'm furious. Please don't tell me that people...
Oh, I saw one yesterday.
Furious.
It was literally a photo of the gym. And people that go to the gym always have to post a timestamp. You ever notice that? It's always like 6 or 5 a.m. Well, I don't give a fuck.
It does make me feel a little bit bad about myself. A little bit. 6 or 5 a.m. Also, here's the funny thing about people waking up early. You're going to sleep at 6 p.m.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I watch one. I for whatever reason, my For You page on TikTok is all like these people be like, wake up at 4 a.m., take an ice bath, you know, huff a line of Cheerios. But it's always that. They go to sleep at like 4 p.m. And I'm like, is it really that beneficial if you're doing the same thing, but just like I go to sleep at like 2 or 3 every night.
Yeah, they're just moving.
Shifting.
They're just shifting it. That's all you're doing. So you waking up at 6 o'clock doesn't do anything.
Because at first I was watching the video, but like, dude, you know what? Maybe I should start getting up early. This guy's got it down. They always have those giant analog clocks on their MacBook. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's like the massive numbers. I'm like, bitch, do you really need that? But then, yeah, they go to bed so early. I'm like, what is the point here?
Yeah, Jocko, whatever his name is. But yeah, he always puts on his Instagram. He's like, I work out to deserve the sun or something like that. I'm like, what time are you going to sleep, sir? 3 p.m.?
Yeah. I don't know.
Don't make me feel bad. All right.
All right, guys.
Gabe, would you milk me? How much money would it take you to milk me? You can close your eyes.
That's what I was wondering. Like, is your head facing down? Like, can I see your head, your face?
Yep. You can see and you have to wear clown makeup. Only way I can come.
100,000.
100,000?
Yeah.
Trev?
How much to milk you?
Yep. You have to wear clown makeup. I'm going to have to put on Instagram Live.
3 mil.
3 mil?
Yeah.
Someone asked me.
How much?
Oh, fucking. Just like unlimited Uber rides for a year.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Dude, I'll tell you something. I've been using Uber Black because I'm an idiot. I'm never going back. Never going back.
Well, what it does is Uber goes like, do you want your normal? Do you want your regular?
Yeah.
Dude, the best one is the one back from LAX. Because LAX, you got to go to the fucking little off-center shithole. God, I hate that airport.
Oh, it's awful. All right, let's jump into some little sake talkie, as they say.
Let's do it. We got a write-in from Lincoln who says,
Abraham.
Lately, when I jerk off, I've been trying different things to come in. So here's what I got. A sock. 6 out of 10. Once you come, you're stuck in a weird spot because the sock soaks it up, but it doesn't do very good at continuing to jerk off with. Surgical mask, 8 out of 10. It's kind of weird since it doesn't soak it. It doesn't soak. It's like coming in a cup. Kind of nice. I see what he's saying.
Like an N95?
Yeah.
Or like a surgical one.
I think he's saying a surgical one. I'm picturing like one of like the blue ones.
The blue one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Latex glove, 0 out of 10. I didn't know I had a latex allergy and I got a rash for a few days.
If you didn't have a latex allergy, that's what you go to. It's incredible. I told you, I used to jerk off with my mom's nurse latex gloves. It feels like someone else is jerking you off.
Was there anything safe in your household growing up? Was there anything safe in your household growing up that didn't get a little bit of hump or cum?
Teddy bears are getting plowed the fuck out. My mom's camel hair coat. Fuck you.
That was the end of the submission. So he's
only had 3?
Yeah. Well, he said he got a rash after the latex glove, so maybe he just hasn't he hasn't recovered yet.
I'm saying, dude.
Yeah, he's out on injury.
The latex glove has to be the best because it's only like just 5 condoms just sitting in the thing. And you just like, bah, 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 and it's done. It's over.
The thing I don't get about this write-in is he's saying it's extremely normal for him to keep jerking off after he comes. Because he says the sock, it's weird because the sock soaks all the cum up, but then it doesn't do very good at continuing to jerk off with.
Well, you get a few extra, you get your run flats out.
Yeah.
I mean, but we're talking about 3 or 4. I feel like this guy's talking about minutes afterwards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's like after you run a race, you don't stop at the finish line. You kind of milk it a little bit. You slow down. You get a few more
Yeah.
You ever like come and then chart like your girl's not, she hasn't come yet. So like you just keep, I'm sorry, Gabe.
Got her off last night, though.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Well, hold on. Wait, mouth or tick? Dick.
Mouth.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah, it's... That's a whole extra... It's broken down there.
It's not broken. We have to get a sex.
What do you mean?
We have to get a sex expert.
I would do that on Patreon. Get for a sex sure. expert, and then her.
Yeah.
And then we get like a grapefruit, and then I like do the fingering mechanism on the grapefruit.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's fingering.
And then we dim the lights.
I think you gotta.
I'll fuck a grapefruit.
I'll watch that for sure. So you've tried all angles with her?
What do you think I'm doing, dude?
I don't know.
It just doesn't.
I'm trying to find.
She came into the relationship telling me that. So that means X amount of dudes she's been with before, which better be fucking zero. It's
uh-oh.
Not.
Uh-oh.
That means those dudes couldn't even do it. She's like, no guy has ever done it. I'm like, what is this? The fucking Sorcerer's Stone? Do I gotta pull this shit out of here? Who's making her come from cock?
Someone can. Someone can.
And his name is not Trevor Wallace.
So, no, listen. It's an emotional, mental thing. You have to talk to a sexpert. And I'm telling you, you can get it done. And when you do, it's going to be the best experience of your whole life. You can get it done. I believe in
you. We've done the combo where the vibrator's on it and I do the sex in there.
And we're good? We get there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's one step.
But
closer.
I feel like that's training wheels.
It is. But training wheels is better than no fucking nothing.
Not riding the bike.
Exactly. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Sometimes you ride the bike without me there.
Oh, hey, welcome to the fucking, of course. We're never there. That's the problem. Dude, God. Zero batteries in the fucking dildo thing.
When we go on the road, hotels, hey, jerk off. They're at home, jerking off.
Everyone's jerking off. And the thing is, and they're not thinking about us. She's thinking about the NFL.
She's like, when's the Pro Bowl on? God damn.
Oh, fuck.
Where
man.
Are we?
It's time to do a secret sock.
So it.
Secret sock. Let's come on.
Anonymous submission says, I just got home from work and nobody was home. With that, I decided to beat thy cockiness with my new bottle of Skin Lube.
Uh-oh.
Plugged. You're welcome. Gabe cut it. Put the splat before taking a shower. Anyways, I was beating it and it took me a bit longer than usual. Don't worry. I'm getting there. I hear a car door slam shut outside and maybe have 10 seconds or less to get the job done. Okay. Right as the dog started to bark and the door opened, I finished the job. Doing so, I pulled a Trevor, came straight into my hand, and proceeded to jump in the shower. It was a different experience, but it was a whole lot cleaner than coming on the floor closet. Also, I'm working on ass play with the lady since the Nashville show where Michael saw me shake my head. No, I'm that tire guy who was scary, if he remembers it all.
I do.
Yeah.
See, coming in the hand's great. Coming in the hand, it's so mobile, you can do whatever. Where else are you going to come? You know, you go to the sink, you go scrub it down.
Coming in the hand is so bizarre, dude.
It's really not.
Yeah, it is not fucking bizarre.
You know what's weird? Coming in your own belly button.
I've done that.
I did that, yeah, so recently. Much. Not great.
On purpose?
No. It just kind of slid.
Dude, I'm telling you, I told you guys, I've been really into like just getting jerked off. I've been coming on myself a lot. Like literally just, like says-
You have her get the towel after sex?
Yeah. That's Literally, I'm just covered in my own semen. It's kind of a weird moment, but then I don't care. And then she brings me a towel. Also, we've been not using towels recently.
What are you using,
Gigi? Lululemons.
What?
I don't know. She doesn't care. She just grabs them. And it feels quite nice.
Oh, dude, don't ever ask me to get a cum rag. Because I'll be in my closet like, I wear that shirt too much. I was going to wear that next too. I was like, nope, can't do that.
Yeah. Well, she asked me, if we're in my house, she like goes to the dirty clothes. She's like, can I use this? I'm like, no, it's a goddamn hoodie. I don't know. Then she's like, how about this? I'm like, I mean, wear it to the gym. Like,
that's
I can't.
Yeah. Even when she's like, can I just wear a sweatshirt just around the house?
Me too.
I'm like, it's a nice one. So come tell, you got to just, you know, roll around.
And we're both actually very superstitious. My girl told me today, she's like, hey, do you mind if I take these Spotify mugs that you got from them and take them back to my house and wash them? I go, no. They stay there.
Stay there.
In a weird thing, I'm like, stay there until, just stay there.
Yep.
Don't move anything.
Your vision board?
Huh?
Your vision board? The Spotify mugs?
Yes. That's the closest I have to vision board. Also, yeah. I wrote my goals down. That's ish a vision board.
Where do you write them down?
On a piece of paper, and then I tape them to my mirror. And I have three right now. It's like 3 years of them. It's kind of cool to like look back.
Oh, consecutive. That's smart. Yeah. I always do whiteboards, but... I have a photo. I think we talked about it before. I have a photo from the 2017 one somewhere, but it was really cool. It was like, get 100,000 followers on Facebook or something.
Yeah. It's like chronological. So I look and I'm like, it's cool to look and I'm like, oh, wow. Like one of them said like 2,000 Patreons and like that type of stuff. I'm like, oh, cool. We did it. Yeah. We did it, guys. We did it.
Mine just says, make my girlfriend come. Splat.
Unsplat. So.
Unsplat.
All right, guys. That is a mother effing episode, dude. Thank you so much for being part of this. Really appreciate it. This is fucking awesome. Obviously, go on iTunes, Spotify, rate, subscribe.
Spotify, you can rate on Spotify now, too. And
oh, yeah.
There's like a couple thousand reviews on it. But
yeah, it really helps us with the charts. The podcast is booming lately, so please keep being part of it. It's awesome. Friendly reminder, we have a Patreon, so 4 extra episodes a month. We drop every Friday ad-free for only $5 a month. For a freaking price of a cup of coffee, you get 4 extra episodes a month. The episodes are more wild there because nobody's listening but us. So how do you get that? I'll tell you. Go on patreon.com/stiffsockspod. That is patreon.com/stiffsockspod. And $5 a month, 4 extra episodes ad-free. Guys, we love you. Until next Wednesday. Bye, 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 bye.